Hey there, Sunshine Seekers. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Sad to Rad Reclaiming Your Joy. Today, we're diving deep into a journey I know many of you have been on, or perhaps are currently navigating. The transition from feeling lost in the darkness to finding your way back to a light. Ever felt like life was throwing curveballs faster than you could catch them? You know that sinking feeling when everything seems bleak and joy feels like a distant memory? I get it. Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? We can rewrite that story. Today, we're going to uncover 5 powerful strategies that help me turn my own darkness into radiant light, and you can use them too. First up, acceptance is key. When you're in the depths of sadness or despair, it's easy to resist the pain, but truly facing your emotions head-on, without judgment, is the first step to healing. It's like acknowledging a storm before trying to calm it. Remember, even storms eventually pass. Accepting your current situation doesn't mean you like it. It means you're choosing to acknowledge it with courage and compassion for yourself. Next, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. Self-care is about actively nourishing every aspect of your being. Your physical, mental, emotional, and even spiritual needs. It's about saying no to things that drain you and yes to activities that bring you joy. Think walks in nature, dancing like nobody is watching, or simply taking a quiet moment to breathe deeply. Now remember the power of connection. We are social creatures, wired for belonging. Reaching out to loved ones, even if it feels difficult at first, can be incredibly healing. It reminds you that you're not alone in your struggles and that there are people who genuinely care about your well-being. A simple phone call, a heartfelt email, or even just a quick text message can make a world of difference. Next up, let's ignite your purpose. Finding something that gives your life meaning, something you're passionate about, can be a powerful antidote to feeling lost in the darkness. This could be anything from volunteering your time to pursuing a creative hobby to simply making a conscious effort to spread kindness wherever you go. When you feel a sense of purpose, it fuels your inner fire and guides you towards a brighter path. And finally, never underestimate the power of gratitude. Even on the toughest days, there are always things to be grateful for. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or even just the fact that you woke up this morning. Practicing gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in your life, and it can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Think about a time when you felt truly lost. Maybe it was after a breakup, a job loss, or even just a period of feeling stuck. How did those feelings manifest in your life? What were some things that helped you pull yourself out of the darkness? Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who reached out to me last year feeling completely lost. She'd just gone through a major career change and was struggling to find her footing. She felt isolated, unsure of her next steps, and completely disconnected from her passions. Instead of letting those negative feelings consume her, Sarah decided to take action. She started by journaling every day, acknowledging her emotions without judgment, and allowing herself to grieve the loss of her old life. Then, she reached out to me for support, and together we brainstormed ways to reignite her spark. We rediscovered her love for painting, encouraged her to explore new career paths aligned with her values, and reminded her of the incredible strength she possessed within. Slowly but surely, Sarah began to reclaim her joy. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies that helped me turn darkness into light and can help you do the same. Remember, you are not alone on this journey, and even the smallest steps towards healing can make a world of difference. Now I want to hear from you. What resonated with you most from today's episode? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or tag me on social media using #sadtorad. Remember, let's keep spreading joy and inspiring each other to live our best lives. And don't forget to subscribe to Sad to Rad Reclaiming Your Joy for daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, stay radiant.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.